Good morning. How's everyone today? We're all good. Great. All right. Should I ask the students or should I ask the teachers how many more days left of the school year? How many? All right. Looks like the students have a better, louder voice on that one. Okay. Whoa. All right. It was a rhetorical question, which means I'm not looking for an answer out loud. Who wants to help me today with my homily? I got some very hard questions. Really hard questions. Right here in the front row. Right here. Why don't we go here? And if she messes up, you can help her. You can catch her, okay? You're the tutor. All right. Explain to all the school the great theology of the Trinity.
The Trinity is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Yes! The Trinity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right. You want to add anything? Nope. She's great. She's got a great answer is what you're saying. All right, you want to add anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there are not three gods. There's three things that
make
one God.
Oh, there it is. So it's one God, three persons. In one God. Three, right? Like a little shamrock, right? Three-leaf clover. All right. So the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they're like one. And that's what Jesus is talking about in the gospel, that God is one. But here's the great thing to think about and ponder about as we finish off the school year. How is God one with us? How does God live within our hearts? How does He abide in our hearts? And how do we abide in His? All right, second grade. How does God enter into you? Eucharist. I knew I'd get a second grader to answer that one. All right. Because the second graders are celebrating today. I was told you're celebrating your second communion today. All right. Sorry, we probably won't be taking as many pictures as we took last week on Sunday, but we're there. All right. Awesome. So we let God come into us in the Eucharist. We let God come into us in communion. We come up and we say, and the minister says, the body of Christ, the blood of Christ. And we say, amen, amen, I believe. Yes, it is true. Abide in me. Be within me. Let me be in you. And so this Holy Trinity, this Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are always inviting us, you and me, to be with them, to be one with them. And we do that in our prayer. We do that in the Eucharist. We do that as we do the will of the Father, the will of God. And so our will, we took away our will and what we want, what we desire. Yes, we have as great desire for chocolate. But at the same time, God has a will for us to share that chocolate. Not just with our friends, but maybe with our enemies, maybe with a total stranger in the right context with your parents close by. But that is what God is calling us to do, is to share and to do His will. Now, we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then we have us, the church, and then God's asking us to build up that church, to welcome more people in, to invite them to pray, to invite them to understand who God is, to invite them to understand the Trinity. Because it's a hard thing, trust me. I spent many years in school trying to understand the theology of the Trinity, but it really comes down to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three persons, one God, inviting me to be one with them. And that's what I ask you. As you come up to receive this Eucharist today, to let God be one with you. Let His will be with you. To let your will equal His will. And then we build up the church. And we invite more people to receive this great sacrament of the Eucharist. We ask them to grow closer to Christ. We get them to understand the beauty and glory of Christ and why we even want to come to Mass and be with Him and abide in Him and feel His love and His mercy, because He created us out of that love and mercy. So as we finish off the school year, we have these few weeks left. I believe a teacher told me 4 more Mondays. To think of it that way, how I can build up the kingdom of God within this school. But first, I have to let God abide in me so that I can share Him with others. All right. Praise be Jesus Christ. Now and forever.